Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to another show of At Home with Victoria, with your host, Victoria Gaither, and co-host, Michael Kay.
Good evening, everybody, and thank you for tuning in to yet another edition of At Home with Victoria. It's 8 o'clock and raining here on the East Coast. I'm Michael Kay, your entertainment co-host for this evening. The lovely news lady, Victoria, will not be here tonight. Sadly, she's on her way, actually, to the vet with her dog, Abby. She called me in tears, so let's just hope all will be well. But tonight, I have some new music, some great new music, actually, from our friend Colby Cole for your listening pleasure. And our guest tonight, Henry Winkler, a man I literally grew up with, Henry Winkler, a.k.a. Arthur Herbert Fonzarelli from Happy Days, will be joining us. He's an actor, producer, director, author, and he's added another title to his name, actually. On September 14th, he was made an honorary officer of the Most Excellent Order of the British Empire by Her Majesty Queen Elizabeth II in recognition for his services to children with dyslexia and other special educational needs. Just huge, huge congratulations. But I want to start off the show reminding everybody that Colby Cole on December 9th will be having his show at the Rock Bar. It's Friday, December 9th, 185 Christopher Street at 10 p.m. And he's also actually releasing a new single called You Used to Hold Me that'll be due out next week with Man Parrish. So I'm going to go ahead and start off the show actually with Colby Cole's song For Women. You can go ahead and find him on YouTube / Colby Cole and also on Facebook. And we're just going to give Mr. Henry Winkler a little more time to call in. But till then, this is Colby Cole with For Women.
My hair is worried, my back is strong enough to take the pain inflicted again and again. What do they call me? My name is Aunt Sarah. My father was rich and white. He forced my mother late one night. What do they call me? My name is Sephronia. My name is Sephronia. Sephronia. Skin is tan, my hair is fine, my hips invite you, my lips like wine. Whose little girl am I? Anyone who's got money to buy What do they call me? My name is Sweetplay. My name is Sweet Thing. It's Sweet Thing. My skin is brown. My manners. Because my parents were slaves. What do they call me?
Cole with Four Women. I have our lovely special guest, and I'm very, very happy. Actually, Henry, Colby Cole actually suffers from dyslexia as well, but everybody, welcome, please, Mr. Henry Winkler. How you doing, buddy?
I'm so good, and I'm really jazzed, no pun intended, that I just got to hear Colby. Is he from Delaware? How do you know him?
No, Colby actually is a good friend of mine from New York City. He's been trucking along. He's been singing with the likes of Boy George. Boy George called him the male Amy Winehouse, and he's got some serious pipes, and he's actually playing down at the Rock Bar coming up on the 9th. So now he's a good friend of mine and just a super talented guy, and I'm glad you got to go ahead and listen to him.
Yeah, I have to say, I wasn't sure when he started, and boy, he does finish a song really well.
Yeah, he does it, buddy. And you finish a lot of things, too. I really want to go to the Honorary Officer of the Most Excellent Order of the British Empire. I mean, what happens when you get an invitation like that? Does it come in an envelope or something?
No, I'll tell you exactly, because it is so thrilling to me. I was told that I would never achieve. And then, years later, the General Consulate of L.A. from England calls me up. Her name is Barbara. I forgot her last name. I'm really sorry. And she called me up and she said, now this is a secret. If the Queen should graciously confer upon you an award, would you accept it? I said, let me think about it. Okay, fine. I will. Now she said, you won't hear anything for 6 weeks. What a pleasure to talk to you. Goodbye. Mm-hmm. 6 weeks go by. I get another call. Well, the Queen has graciously agreed to confer on you an honorary Order of the British Empire. Four
wow.
people outside of Great Britain in 2011 have been given this great award.
Fantastic.
Now I have to go because I can't get it from the Queen because I am not British.
Right.
I have to get it from His Excellency, Ambassador Schwarzwald in Washington.
Hmm.
I'm doing a movie in Boston during April, May, June with Kevin James. It'll come out next year.
Mm-hmm.
And I get a call, can you come to Washington? Prince Charles wants to give you the honorary
Oh, for God's sake. How
now
many names are you going to drop?
I'm telling you, now I can't go. Because the schedule of the movie is so tight, I can't get off. Finally, I get to be in Washington. I go to the residence of the embassy of England. They give me the award. We have hors d'oeuvres, the smallest Eggs Benedict you've ever seen in your life. And I am now an honorary Order of the British Empire. It's just shockingly amazing to me.
Yeah, it was really interesting looking you up on Wikipedia too, because now you actually your Wikipedia page is really updated, because it's now it even contains a little honorary OBE kind of a thing. So
wow.
Yeah, just huge congratulations.
Thank
and again
you.
And again, thank you for your tireless efforts in bringing awareness and education to children, educators, parents, policymakers especially, because that's I think your biggest hurdle to go ahead and get over with the awareness, especially of diagnosis and treatment of dyslexia.
You know what is amazing, though, if you really believe in what you're talking about,
mm-hmm.
and you say it often enough, it finally gets into the culture. It
mm-hmm.
finally, people go, first, when I first started talking about it, people would whisper to me, and they would say, you know, I have it, or my husband has it, or my children have it, but we don't know what to do. And then all of a sudden, it starts to grow, and it blooms like a beautiful flower. And I did the same thing as I did here in England, and that's what the Queen awarded me for.
Wow. Well, and that and your bravery, too, because, I mean, you were diagnosed at 31, is that correct?
At 31.
So all the happy days years you were having difficulty as well as, you know.
Yeah, it was very difficult on Monday morning to read that script out loud in front of the rest of the cast, because I would always stumble. So I always had to get my scripts early, go over them and over them and over them, half memorize them so it looked like I was reading without mm-hmm. making gigantic mistakes. But I have to say something. I never thought of it as bravery. I only thought, okay,
yeah,
so
sure.
This is who I am. I'm going to mention it. I had no idea that it would turn into this wonderful adventure that I've been having with schools and teachers and all over the country and parents.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Yeah, it's wonderful.
Yeah, but I think bravery comes from hindsight, though. It's one of those things where, you know, I think on the other side, looking back and stuff, dyslexia back then, you know, was basically an, you know, unknown kind of a thing. Now it's more mainstream. But let's go back a little bit, because I was reading some interesting stuff.
Okay.
Grade eight was your first school play. Is that correct?
My very very first school play was in nursery school. And I played a tube of toothpaste. And I had to uncap myself and squeeze myself onto a toothbrush.
Wow. Now, that is a feat.
Yeah, there was.
A skill you should put on, definitely keep on your resume there. But to think at all possible that you actually could have been working at your father's lumber shop instead.
Well, I have to tell you something. That was the worst nightmare of my life, was thinking about being in my dad brought it over here from Nazi Germany. We had a wonderful life, but that is not something I could have done for a living. If people were born to try things, I was born to try to be an actor.
Right. And you did.
Yeah, I never get over the fact that I am living my dream.
Yeah. Two Golden Globes, my friend.
Yes.
Both for your role as Mr. Fonzarelli and stuff. And you know, may I just simply say this, because this is why I love the show so much, Henry, if I may call you that. It's
yes,
great
I hope
meeting.
You do.
It's great meeting people that you've seriously watched throughout the years. I mean, I grew up with you on television. You came on at 4 o'clock on CKOS, CICC TV. It was you at the top of the hour, bottom half of the hour, Three's Company. That was my routine from age 7 to age 18.
Wow.
So on behalf of all 255 episodes of Happy Days, I sincerely want to thank you for providing our generation with that kind of level of class and compassion, sensitivity, respect.
Well, you know,
I think that's
all of that stuff came from Gary Marshall and
yeah.
Tom Miller and Eddie Milkus, who were who ran the show.
Mm-hmm.
And it was run by adults. So bad behavior on our set was not tolerated.
Yeah.
You couldn't get out of line. You couldn't play star. You just the work.
Wow. Just the work alone.
Yeah.
Little interesting piece of information that I dug up, too. Apparently, the Monkees auditioned for your role originally on Happy Days.
Yes.
Mickey Dolenz and Michael Nesmith.
No. As a matter of fact, Mickey Dolenz. Now, I don't know about Michael because I didn't meet him, but I met Mickey Dolenz in the room, and I went up to him, and I went, oh, my goodness, I've been watching you since I was a little boy.
Yeah.
I saw you on the Circus Boy. I saw you on the Monkees. And,
yeah.
Yes, so everybody that tried out, a lot of those guys in that room had been on television, and I had just arrived 3 weeks earlier from New York City.
Mm-hmm. Wow. That's I can't believe I'm freaking talking to, you know, the Fonz. It's one of those things where, you know, it's kind of cool. Season one. You know what I wanted to ask someone? This has been bothering me for years. What the hell happened to the oldest Cunningham son? Apparently
yes,
he was in college in the very beginning and never showed up.
No, I'll tell you what happened. First, there was one man who was cast as Chuck, and he decided after a few episodes, he said, I don't want to do this. And he went down to Southern California, even more south than Los Angeles, and went into business. Mm-hmm. Another young man was hired who later appeared in one of Ron Howard's movies and went upstairs and never came down again.
Mm-hmm.
And the reason was the writers couldn't write the older brother because the Fonz became the older brother.
The older brother makes much more sense.
So they wrote him out of the show, and that's what happened.
Yeah. Ironically, too, Ron actually ended up directing, I think, was it one of your first films with Night Shift?
Yeah.
And
that was also
one,
his first film for a major studio.
Wow. Who knew that so many years later?
Oh, I'm telling you, so many people talk to me about Night Shift. Because I think it still holds up. I think it's still very funny. And that
it's
was
a
Michael
very
Keaton
funny movie.
First,
yes,
first
absolutely.
Movie.
Yeah. Wow. Wow, that's amazing. And so many let's talk about the Here Comes the Boom with Kevin James and Selma Hayek and stuff. That's coming out you started shooting in March?
We started shooting in April in Boston.
April.
And I went to college in Boston. So I had the most wonderful time going back during the filming of Here Comes the Boom. I went back to Emerson College, and I was able to teach three master classes, one to the Shakespeare class, one to the musical comedy class, and one to acting for film.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm telling you, is one of the great highlights of my adult life. I mean,
wow.
outside my family.
And this is by the same director that he directed you in Click as well, right?
And The Waterboy.
And The Waterboy, too. There we go.
Frank Caracci.
Yeah.
And
he's a smart guy.
He's a very wonderful guy. He's
yeah.
very energetic. These are all men that surround Adam Sandler. And all of those guys Adam met on the dorm floor at NYU. And Adam is one of the most loyal people on the planet.
Another funny guy, absolutely.
Very, very funny, very focused.
Really?
Oh, my goodness. He is in charge of every detail of every movie he makes.
Hmm. And he sounds like he just ad-libs all the whole thing.
He does,
thing.
But it's
yeah.
all written. He has a table in front of his trailer, and he meets with the writers all the time. When they're setting up the lights or they're setting up the camera, he's rewriting, making jokes funnier, adding jokes all the time.
Yeah, I can see it now that you mention it. That would make perfect sense for perfection because it does come off pretty much effortlessly. But let's backspin on that too. Author, 17 children's books about Hank Zipzer.
Yes. Are you from Canada?
I am.
Yeah, I just heard a boat.
Oh, Everybody cracks me on that. I think I pretty much lost it, and I barely
well,
ever
did,
say hey.
But you did, except for that one word.
Well, and you're so sharp to pick it up. But, yeah, I'm actually from Saskatchewan, so it's
oh, my goodness.
Middle of it.
I just Skyped with a class from Saskatchewan.
Really? Regina, Saskatoon?
Saskatoon.
Saskatoon. And you know what? You also received the key in Winnipeg, Manitoba.
I did.
My auntie lives in Winnipeg. Can you believe that? She's probably
right
two doors
in
down
my
from
office.
You.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
So
but she can't hear this podcast, Kendry.
Probably not, no.
No, so we can't just send best wishes to her.
Well, we can. Go ahead and say hi to Auntie Jane.
Hi, Auntie Jane.
You're the best.
Now,
my
let me ask you a question. Did you have a good Thanksgiving?
You know what? We really did. We had a lovely, it was just Stephen, my partner, and I, and we had a nice Bob Evans turkey fest for $20. It was fantastic. I still have leftovers in the fridge. It was just very, very low key this year. Absolutely.
Yeah.
I didn't feel like making nothing and stuff. How was yours?
We made up for you.
Oh, really?
We had 63 good people at our table.
Jesus.
I'm telling you, some of them I didn't even know.
You're a glutton.
My
glutton
wife picks up. My wife picks up strays along the way, but my granddaughter was here. My children were here. My son's in-laws were here. It was unbelievable. And then it's that turkey sandwich the day after on Wonder Bread.
The best, the absolute best.
Kills
do you me. Actually do you put the gravy on the bread too? The cold gravy.
I put the gravy, mayonnaise, stuffing, and on the side, the yams with the marshmallows.
Yeah. Oh man, that sounds good. Who cleans that up? 63 people. You know how much
well,
dinner that is?
It all depends. If there are not too many dishes, I love doing the dishes. I really.
God bless
do.
You.
Yeah, I do. I find it very zen.
Well, you know what? My zen is vacuuming for some reason.
Well, there you go. Same thing. My daughter
instant,
loves that, too.
It's instant gratification. It's one of those things.
Yeah.
That no, you know, it can't screw up. I don't have to wait for it to grow or touch it
right.
or anything like that. It's
clean.
Just one of those things. It's clean.
It's clean.
Absolutely. Let's talk about...
You were talking about the books, and I would love to talk about... I have... there are 17 Hank Zipsers, which I'm very proud of, which is the story of my life as a dyslexic. He's a funny, funny kid in the fourth and fifth grade. And in the last novel, he graduates into middle school.
Mm-hmm.
The beginning of January, a brand new series comes out. My partner, Lynn Oliver, and I wrote Ghost Buddy. And it's that I'm crazy about. We've written two novels already for that, and that comes out January 1st. And then my first adult book, which I think would be an incredible stocking stuffer.
Very good idea.
Thank you very much. Is a book on fly fishing. It's photographs that I took while fly fishing and stories about what I've learned from the river.
Mm-hmm. Very cathartic book. I actually purchased my copy today on Amazon.com. You can find it at Amazon.com/ I've Never Met an Idiot on the River. The information is up in the chat room and everything. But, yeah, I'm looking very forward to reading it. I did try fly fishing in Portland, Oregon once for 4 days.
And what
days.
Happened?
I was very sore. It is an active fishing game, swinging that rod around. You know, it's not like the typical Saskatchewan stuff.
Now, here's the thing. The next time you go, remember this, the rods are so beautifully made now that the graphite of the rod does all the work. So you don't have to put in all that effort. You just bring the rod up to 12 o'clock, let it load up, and then you stop it at 2 o'clock very gently, and the line will do all the work, I promise you.
Okay.
You won't need Ben Gay the next time you go fishing.
Oh, my arm and my ass.
I know.
It was that back foot that you got to go ahead and start snapping. It's like, oh, this is not even worth it. I didn't even catch anything,
quite frankly. It's easier than you think.
Okay.
Try it one more time.
I certainly will.
Tell me, when you're standing there, is it not so beautiful, that your heart just sings?
Yes, it's so beautiful that you could hear yourself.
Yes.
You know, it's one of those things where you can get really, really quiet just with the sounds and the sights. And,
yes.
You know, I do appreciate that as I get on in my ears, that solace and reflection is oftentimes a lot more rewarding than, you know, partying your tits off, if you forgive the expression. But, yeah, it just gets really old real quick. But,
yeah.
Back to Hank, I want to talk about the bullying thing with you. Bullying right now is really, really strongly in the news, and we've done a number of shows on it, gay, straight. We've done shows on parental alienation. How do you think bullying compares now to what bullying was back in our day?
Exactly. Bullying now is horrible, but it is worse because of the Internet. Because
Absolutely.
It can be so anonymous, because it can be so constant, that a lot of the time you left bullying at school, and then you went home, and it was okay.
Mm-hmm.
But now it follows you into the house. It follows you through every hour of the day.
Mm-hmm.
It is relentless. And one of the things that I talk about, and it is the theme of Ghost Buddy, the new series for kids. It is about being responsible to each other. And when I'm talking to the kids, I talk about the fact that you say a sentence to one other person that is mean, and then you go off and have lunch, or you go off to another class, or you go off and you do sports. And that other person, because you have just, it's like you've thrown a dart in them. You've pierced them.
Mm-hmm.
You're very powerful, and the words you say are very powerful. Why not take care of that person instead of hurting that person?
Mm-hmm. That's very true. I find it, please forgive my lack of stupidity, but I'm finding this whole backlash too with celebrity. I hate to use Kardashian and celebrity in the same word, but
let me just tell you, I swear, I've known the girls since they were in high school. They
really?
Were in my daughter's class. They were in our backyard at many a party. And believe it or not, they are really lovely. Now, however it appears out there, and I understand, I watch what happened. I watch the breakup, the wedding. I'm pretty sure they made money on that wedding.
Pretty sure,
Yeah, pretty sure. But I will tell you honestly, and the audience has not given up on them. The audience went and watched them on E! Again.
Mm-hmm.
They are lovely girls.
Henry, I honest to God, I believe you. My point being was that that's fine. My point being was that what I'm reading on social media right now is that there is such a form of bullying when the public goes after you like some banshee wolves. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So,
you know what?
I think they got a rough cut.
You're absolutely correct. That is the downside of the Internet. It is the ugly underbelly of the Internet. The other thing is, because I'm so dyslexic, you type in kind of what the word sounds like, and the computer, I hug it all the time because it helps me sometimes spell a word in a letter.
Yeah.
You know, or I can find information on, we were writing a scene where the ghost is really angry and, you know, just takes off and all of a sudden meets Yogi Berra.
Oh, really?
And so we will be looked up Yogi Berra, and everything you ever needed to know about a person is there on the Internet.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Good and bad all at the same time.
Good and bad.
Yeah,
but bullying is horrendous. Because when you're a parent and some kid is bullying your child, you do want to go and talk to that child.
Yeah.
And really,
no, I mean, I'm not for violence with children, but Jesus, if you ever touched my niece, God, I'd crack you.
You know I know what I mean? I understand. I know how you feel.
And I understand.
And I think it's restraint, but boy, you want to go find that kid.
I know. And then you're supposed to practice forgiveness when you want to smack the crap out of them. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's one of those things where it's just, but.
When it's your own child, it's really tough.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely, and as well it should be. I mean, I had a really good friend of mine whose 15-year-old son committed suicide last June, hung himself in the closet because, and you know what, he wasn't even gay, Henry. He was just being bullied. He was a good-looking, smart skater boy, and apparently no one liked that and stuff, and grew up in a military family, and mother walks in and a kid's hanging. And it breaks my heart to know that, all of this information is getting to the point where you have to. I don't know. As parents, do we filter for the children? How do we take away Facebook?
I have to say that yes, I think you hit on it, because I was known in my house as Mr. Stricty.
Oh, really?
And I think it is really important, and it's not easy, because at the end of the day, and you work two jobs or three jobs or whatever it is. And, life at this moment is not easy, except for a very few people in this country. And fact is that but you've got to monitor what your kid is listening to, watching, who they're talking to. And I'll give you an example. My son, who is now 28, Max, the youngest, would come home, and he would have to come and kiss us goodnight. Every night, no matter what grade he was in, 12th grade, freshman in college, didn't matter. Had to come and kiss us goodnight. And finally he said, wait a minute, you're not kissing me, you're smelling me. And we said, you're exactly right, that's our job.
Yeah, it is.
We put LoJack in our children's car. We let them know. But when I was worried, when I didn't hear if they were late, I always knew where that vehicle was.
Good.
I would do that again in a heartbeat.
You're a good father, my friend. What's up with Jed and Zoe, too? What are you doing now?
Zoe is going to have a baby in January.
Congratulations.
We're going to have our second grandchild. That is so exciting. She is a phenomenal teacher.
Really?
I mean, I was stopped at a streetlight. Somebody said, put down your window. They said, are you Zoe Winkler's father? I said, yeah. They said, my child gets up in the morning to go to school because of your daughter.
Fantastic.
And Jed, his beautiful wife, and his daughter were here for the last 10 days, and they're going tomorrow. There's going to be such a void in this house. It's a good thing we're doing the podcast today, because I would not be able to talk tomorrow.
Oh, I'm glad.
It's going to be so sad.
Oh, I know. But you'll be thankful. You'll have a quiet house again.
No. This little girl is 2 years old. I think she might be the smartest person on the planet.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, my 6-year-old niece is like that too. She's 6 years old, going on 92.
Absolutely.
The wisest person I've ever talked to in my entire life.
Children are. And we don't
children should be.
We don't give them the credit.
Yeah, well, they have no filters on, so that's why they're
so
smart.
We also say a child should be seen and not heard.
Mm.
I think that is like crazy.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. Yeah. Listen to them. They're a hoot and a holler.
Truly.
Henry, during the show we have an ongoing chat line and everything, and they're all in the chat room. I want to thank all the new guests listening to. If you're just tuning in, this is Henry Winkler.
Hi.
Tuning in to At Home with Victoria. And I want to thank Catherine Taddy, Mar Ben, Sandy at Sea, and my sister, M. Steak. And actually, my sister's in the chat room.
She is?
Big fact. Yeah, say hi to my sister, Michelle.
Michelle, what a pleasure. Also, everybody who is listening, I know it's a little early. I hope you have the safest, most wonderful holiday season possible.
Oh, that's lovely. Okay, I'm going to go back to chat here. Mar Ben, can you please say hello to my grandson, Connor? Say hello to Connor.
Connor? How old is Connor, did they say?
Connor's six.
He's a great kid. Because I have no shame, can I just say that next year Connor will love Ghost Buddy?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. And all of your other books too. We can find on
Amazon.
Well,
they make
right?
the they make the we make the books funny first,
right?
And then you know the underlying theme is present, but they are comedies first.
Right. That's good. They have to be actually just to go ahead and because kids are you know if you don't get them in the first couple of sentences they're out of here.
Yeah, it's true.
Absolutely. One more question from chat, if you feel like it. Do
sure.
you still keep in touch with anybody from Happy Days?
All of them. I talk
all
to
of them?
Everybody.
Good. Fantastic.
Excuse me.
No problem at all. I want to go to Children's Hospital.
I start filming on Thursday, the fourth season.
Fourth season, yeah. Tell us a little bit about the premise of that and
there
and your
is no
premise.
Try. I'm telling you, it is the craziest thing I've ever done in my life. Last year, you know how, like, hospitals have blood drives?
Mm-hmm.
I ran a urine drive, and I was 300 gallons short.
That can be a conundrum.
I want to tell you, I just took a sip of water.
Good.
I feel good.
I like a sip of water.
Children's
too.
Hospital is very funny. It's on, but it's on 12 o'clock at night because
right.
it is a very a particular show.
I really honestly haven't caught it. Is that on the USA Network?
No, that one is called Royal Pains, and we start filming that again in April.
Yeah, Eddie R. Lawson,
yes.
Fantastic character. Fantastic.
I had so much fun doing that show.
You can tell.
Yeah.
You can tell. What's new on the horizon? Like I said, you got this book coming out. Apparently, it's hitting the New York bestseller list.
Well, I'm very proud that Hank Zipser was on the New York Times bestseller list. I Never Met an Idiot on the River, which is the fly fishing book, that got on the New York Times list, and we're hoping for Ghost Buddy. It's gotten good
mm-hmm.
reviews so far, and it comes out in January.
Wow. You're out there in L.A., correct? Is that right, Henry?
What? I'm so sorry. I was
I'm
coughing.
Sorry.
I can't
oh,
cough
so
and
sorry.
Listen at the same time.
Nor should you. You could choke and die. That would not be fun.
No, that would not.
Not
be
at
fun.
All.
No.
You're out there in Los Angeles, correct?
Yes.
What are you thinking of all this stand up on Wall Street, march on Wall Street, unite
all right,
on Wall
now,
Street,
this
the peaceful
is one
protest?
I was just thinking about this yesterday. First of all, I find it to be, and I know it is true, I find it to be incredible that there are 300 million people plus that live in America. And a lot of our government wants to take care of the smallest amount of that number possible.
Mm-hmm.
That makes me crazy. So Occupy Wall Street, to me, I just now, my bell is going off that I need them to start to clarify that what exactly, and I need them to start to unify, because if they don't, it will become something that the public, who I believe support them, are they're going to lose interest.
Right.
It's the way it happens in America.
True.
But I do believe that when they originally started, you know, there is a man on MSNBC, Dylan Radigan.
Mm-hmm.
Dylan Radigan. And he literally said, and which is true, and I believe it, that pretty much the government on both sides of the aisle are beholden to people who have given them tremendous amounts of money.
Mm-hmm.
It was never as horrible as it is now, that it is so polarized that there is no meeting of the minds.
Yeah.
Makes me crazy.
Well, the funny part is that everybody is so angry with the government, and I don't mean to sound this way, but you get the government you deserve. You vote these people in. And I'm really, really sorry, but you have to kind of, I mean, I really think what happened
I agree with you. We voted these people in, and I think that there will be a tremendous re-looking at that when it's time to vote again.
Yes, I do. And I, you know, I'm one of those people, too, that I kind of tend to think that there's always a double language being spoken. It almost is like, you know, the information we're being fed through media, social media, our Blackberries and stuff like that is really just a tip of the iceberg as to what is really going on.
Yes, I agree.
And I think a lot of people really just have to understand that, you know, I do agree with the protests, especially the peaceful protests. I don't think the treatment of the protesters has been particularly wonderful by,
I think it is insane.
I think it is a level of insanity.
I'm not kidding.
But those are the scariest people. Wouldn't you agree that they're the ones who have nothing to lose? I mean, those are the people that you have to kind of take care of in a very careful fashion because,
but
you know.
The people who are protesting, for the most part, for, I would say, 99% of the part, are completely peaceful. When you watch that policeman shoot those kids with the pepper spray and then try to pass it off as a vegetable.
I know.
It's insane.
Yeah.
You know, when you look at, it's insane. I'm so sorry.
Yeah.
I'm so sorry we're here, and it is now up to us as a country to get us out of here.
And to unify ourselves.
Yes.
As a one public kind of a thing.
Yes.
I'm going to go back to chat here real quickly, Henry. I have a question for you from Sandy from Nebraska. Wants to know, who inspires you the most? Good question.
Yeah, that is a good question. You know, I'll tell you who. After everything is said and done, I think it is my children. I think it is
good
my
answer.
Granddaughter, because I look at them and I watch and I know them from when they were born, right? They were in my house. They are now adults and hopefully separated. And I look at them and I like who they are as human beings. I like who they are as citizens in the world. With all of their complication, with all of their rudeness, with all of their everything, with all of their quirks, I think they are wonderful people.
God, that's a nice thing to say about your children.
Yeah.
Very, very nice.
I think that's true.
Yeah, you should be proud of you because that takes a good parent to develop children like that, and it's great that you have the capability to return people back into society with
also now know is that children come pretty complete.
They do.
If you're quiet and you watch your kids from the earliest moment that they're on this earth, they will tell you who they are.
Mm-hmm.
And if you listen, you will hear the most amazing things. I think that a heard child is a powerful child. If you listen to them, you will make them happy.
True. Very, very true. And in return, make others happy, too, because, who had, you said you had two grandchildren?
I have one and one on the way.
One on the way, that's right. Mm-hmm. Okay. Super duper. And I know one more back to the chat and stuff like that, again from Sandy at C from Nebraska. Any actors that you admire the most, who would you most like to act opposite of?
Ooh, okay, Ryan Gosling.
Really?
Anthony Hopkins.
Oh, yeah.
Meryl Streep.
Of course.
And there is a woman now in a play in New York City called Venus in Fur.
Mm-hmm.
Her first name is Nina. I don't remember her second name. But she might be one of the best actresses since Meryl Streep.
Really?
Yeah.
I've got to
Google
that one.
I should know her last name, but I'm not as embarrassed as I would have been younger.
Well, not a problem. It's called Venus what again?
Venus in Fur.
In Fur. Okay, I'll Google it and check it out. Did you happen to catch The Help at all?
I did because my, or I should say our goddaughter, Bryce Howard, is in it.
Yeah, Bryce Howard, yeah.
And she was fantastic.
She was fantastic.
I think one of the best actresses in America, Viola Davis.
Brilliant.
I saw her on Broadway.
Octavia Spencer didn't suck on that one either. I mean,
no, but
a brilliant
girl. That Viola Davis is jaw-dropping.
Yeah, I agree. I so agree. Buddy, we're running out of time.
What a pleasure to chat with you.
Such a pleasure to chat with you, and such a, you know, again, thank you so much. You really made my night. You made my Christmas, actually, quite frankly.
Thank you.
Just want to give a quick shout-out to everybody up in chat and stuff. Don Quinn is joining us from Minnesota, Catherine Taddy back in California, all the new guests, Mara Ben in Nashville, Sandy at Sea in Nebraska, my sister up in Alberta. But, yeah, sincere thanks and sincere congratulations on the OBE nod. I thank you for doing all the work you do. I value it, and I know our listening audience does too. But thanks a lot, so much for taking the time in. And you know, when you see Sherry, give her a big kiss in the cheek for me. She's a lovely lady. I'll love her too.
I promise you, I will.
Please, love you tons, buddy. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
Take care.
Have a great holiday.
You too, buddy.
Bye.
You've been listening to Henry Winkler. That was Henry Winkler, the Fonz. Fantastic guy, and so very, very happy he joined us for tonight. Once again, I'm kind of blown away. Such a down-to-earth and normal little person, but want to go ahead and remind everybody once again, our Christmas collaboration album is due out, so anybody owing me music out there listening, go ahead and send it back to me, and you know where to go ahead and do that. But once again, don't forget our friend Kobe Cole, Friday at the Rock Bar, December 9th at 185 Christopher Street, starting at 10 p.m. Also check out Kobe Cole's Facebook page. He's launching his new album, Used to Hold Me, out next week with Man Parrish. But I hope you had a really great time. I know I did. I'm going to close the show with the same song that I opened up to with Four Women. This is Kobe Cole. Thanks, everybody. Really appreciate everybody up in chat, and have a great night. Stay warm.
My head is worried, my back is strong enough to take the pain, inflicted again and again. What do they call me? My name is Aunt Sarah. Like wine.
by. What do they call me? My name is Sweet Clay. My name is Sweet Thing. It's Sweet Thing.
Download my CD on iTunes and Amazon and friend me on Facebook.